many opportunities to participate in online forums from the comfort of your own home. We have another one, this by Interface Boulder. It focuses on the power of ritual in practices for caregivers. Presentation by Kitty Edwards, Boulder resident and executive director of the Living and Dying Consciously Project. I think some people, when they think about ritual, they think it's outside their experience unless they go inside a house of worship or there's some specific, very formalized ritual that's part of a spiritual practice. Some of us don't think we have rituals in our lives, do we?
Oh, absolutely. We all have rituals, but we don't elevate them to a level that can become a healing ritual. Rituals can be how you drink your coffee in the morning or how you walk your dog. But if you're walking your dog and talking on the telephone at the same time, you lose the intention of the ritual. And the intention is to be outside in nature and be with your dog and maybe greet your neighbors. So rituals, we have many of them we practice throughout the day.
And I understand in your work with physicians and other healthcare professionals related to perhaps people who are terminally ill or in very difficult health circumstances, you've been finding some use of ritual there that maybe people would be surprised to hear about.
Yeah, the current research shows that people who practice rituals lower their anxiety. They gain confidence to confront the challenges that they have. They increase their resilience, and also rituals help to alleviate grief, to process grief. So the research is really encouraging around rituals. And so what we found is that different medical facilities are integrating rituals into the ICU or the ER in order to support their staff from burnout and to keep their resilience going. And they're very simple rituals that they don't have a religious context. It might be simply a laying on of hands after someone has died and taking a moment, taking a few deep breaths to process, to recognize, to have a ritual together in community with the rest of the staff. So it can be very simple. But it's very encouraging, I think. It's very helpful for caregivers of all kinds.
And relieving anxiety, never been more important, I guess I would say, during this year-long pandemic we're in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, people, the research tells us that people who don't practice rituals, you know, with intention, they get disconnected, oftentimes confused, and they feel more alone. That rituals can actually bring us together, even if we're doing it over Zoom in this separate time of separation.
Do you have a common simple ritual that you go through?
Well, right now I'm doing a ritual where I set a morning intention. So as I'm drinking my tea in the morning, I think, what's my intention for the day? And sometimes it's just to be grateful all day. Sometimes it's to trust whatever comes during the day. So I try to think of something simple that can be my intention. And then I check back in at night, how did I do on that intention? So it's a really simple ritual. It makes me more conscious of my intention of how I want to show up that day.
Well, your online forum on the 19th is called The Power of Ritual Practices for Caregivers. Who would this be of interest to? I guess that depends on your definition of caregiver.
Well, there are over 55 million unpaid caregivers in our country, and there are also professional caregivers, medical support staff, and then there are also parents who are caregivers of their children. And sometimes we just need rituals to help us process the anxiety that builds up over the day if there's a difficult situation. So caregivers is a very broad term. We're going to practice rituals in this presentation at Interface. We're going to practice some rituals and give people a flavor of how they can shift their energies just by using simple rituals. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Kitty Edwards is executive director of the Living and Dying Consciously Project. The forum, midday tomorrow, The Power of Ritual Practice for Caregivers. For more information, go to interfaceboulder.org. That's interfaceboulder.org.